A delegation from African and Portuguese-speaking countries has travelled to the tiny island nation of São Tomé and Príncipe, where the president, Frederico de Menezes, was toppled in a bloodless coup 4 days ago. The 12-member delegation hoped to help restore constitutional rule to São Tomé after a bloodless coup last Wednesday. The coup leader, Major Fernando Pereira, says he and a dozen other military men representing the junta will meet with the international delegation. Major Pereira says his first priority is to restore calm to the tiny island nation. Residents of the islands have been urged to return to work, and São Tomé's international airport has been reopened. However, only one of 7 government ministers detained by the coup makers has been released. Ousted President de Menezes was in Nigeria at the time of the coup, and junta leaders have not allowed him to return. Nigeria is among the countries that have sent delegates to São Tomé. The possibility of Nigerian intervention to restore Mr. Menezes to office has been mentioned, but both the ousted president and the coup leader say they prefer a negotiated solution. São Tomé and Príncipe is a poor nation made up of 2 small islands in the Gulf of Guinea. The country was, until recently, dependent on the fluctuating price of its key commodity, cocoa. However, substantial oil finds have changed the country's fortunes, as well as raised political tensions. Sarah Simpson, Voice of America, Abidjan.